This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The NBA season gets started tonight when the New Orleans Pelicans take on title holders the Toronto Raptors north of the border. It's the start of a doubleheader that probably won't end until past midnight in the East, but Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, with an eye toward increasing viewership, the NBA is actually moving away from these late-night games.
The message from NBA Commissioner Adam Silver concerning TV numbers is a somber one. Viewership is down significantly. John Lewis runs Sports Media Watch.
Whether you can completely blame the declines on the late starts is questionable, but it certainly played a role.
Ratings on nationally broadcast games were down 5% last year from 2017. More than half of television viewers in the nation are on Eastern time, so the NBA's strategy makes sense. Have more games start before 10:30 Eastern and catch people before they fall asleep. But John Arand at the Sports Business Journal says it's not just about start time, but who's playing. East Coast teams kick off NBA doubleheaders, and
right now you don't have those big bona fide stars to build the ratings to hand off to the West Coast.
Because once you turn basketball on, Arand says you're likely to leave it on. But the NBA moving up start times doesn't guarantee fans get to start the night with LeBron James or Steph Curry instead of, say, Ben Simmons or Marc Gasol. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.